Well, in Japan today, Vice President Mike Pence had tough words for North Korea following its latest test of a missile this past weekend. Pence, on board the aircraft carrier the USS Ronald Reagan, reiterated warnings that the U.S. would respond forcefully.
History will attest the soldier does not bear the sword in vain. And those who would challenge our resolve or our readiness should know. We will defeat any attack and meet any use of conventional or nuclear weapons with an overwhelming and effective American response.
Pence made the remarks as it became known that the aircraft carrier that President Donald Trump said he had ordered toward the region last week did not, in fact, change course towards North Korea, but instead continued sailing in the opposite direction towards a joint military exercise 3,500 miles away. Joining us now is Eric Talmadge, the Associated Press bureau chief in Pyongyang, North Korea. And Eric, I mean, you're there now. Give us a sense of how the country has been responding to these elevated tensions.
Looking around the city and the daily life of people who live here, you don't notice any change much at all. There's no feeling of any great tensions. Life has returned to normal after the very big weekend with the military parade and the mass rallies. But on the higher level, inside the government, I think there is definitely an increased level of tension and an increased level of concern. Last week, officials told me that after watching the Trump administration since he took office, they've determined that he's more, in their words, more vicious and more aggressive than the previous administration of President Obama was. And you can see that from their rhetoric and from their concern that they are, I think they were waiting to see what kind of a president President Trump would be, and now they've kind of determined that this is going to be potentially a more volatile situation than before.
So this is really interesting because we've been speaking with Korean analysts over the past week, and they've pointed to the fact that many of them believe that the significant change here is President Donald Trump, that he's something of a wild card in this scenario. Has that amped up the, you know, already militarized aggressive posture that North Korea has had for decades?
They are definitely stepping up their rhetoric, and I think they're also more concerned about surprises that might come from Washington. But one thing you also have to keep in mind that the North is racing really towards its goal of having a nuclear warhead that it can match with a long-range ballistic missile capable of reaching the United States. And many experts believe that could actually happen on President Trump's watch. So there's a new sense of urgency, I think, on both sides.
Yeah. Eric, let's step back here for a minute because it's not, honestly, it's not that often that we get an on-the-ground view from Pyongyang. Now, you've written about things such as like a luxury hotel that reopened after renovations in North Korea. I mean, I think it might come as a surprise to many people that there's a luxury hotel anywhere in the country. I mean, what does that say about North Korea?
There are actually several luxury hotels in Pyongyang. And there are, surprisingly enough, a lot of good restaurants in this city. And there's a rising number of people within Pyongyang who are affluent enough to afford that kind of thing and a certain amount of luxury. Of course, once you get outside of the capital, then things change pretty rapidly. There are people who are still living very harsh lives, and so the contrast is quite stark. One other thing about these luxury hotels and some of the nice facilities, when the media was here before the military parade, one of the things that they were shown was a mass rally. I think 100,000 people were taken to the tape-cutting ceremony on a new residential district, which is full of high-rises. But, you know, afterwards, officials were telling me that one of the reasons why they took the foreign media to see that was because they wanted to show that all these years of sanctions have not been able to stop this country from developing and from surviving.
Well, Eric Talmadge is the Associated Press bureau chief in Pyongyang, North Korea. Eric, thank you so very much.
Okay, thank you for having me.